A Journey of Healing, Ikkoku Nikki, Journal with the Witch manga is getting an anime adaptation, unveiling a teaser trailer with Miyuki Oshiro, who has worked with Durara and Run with the Wind, directing at Shuka, known for animating To Your Eternity. The manga was nominated for the 28th annual Tezuka Osamu Cultural Prize earlier this year. Is ranked at 5 on the women's list of the 2024 edition of Kono Manga ga Sugoi, topped Da Vinci's 23rd annual Book of the Year list for manga in December, and was nominated for the 13th Manga Taisho Awards in 2020. Apart from this series winning its share of accolades, the manga has also inspired a live-action film adaptation that premiered in Japanese theaters on June 7. The story follows Makio, a 35-year-old novelist who is shy and socially awkward and lives a very solitary life. Makio's life begins to change when her older sister and her brother-in-law are killed in a traffic accident, prompting Makio to take in Asa Takumi, her 15-year-old niece. Asa has a friendly and straightforward personality, so the two initially have some trouble connecting, but eventually their relationship grows into something unique and irreplaceable. Ikkoku Nikki is an introspective series with its poignant exploration of the intricacies of human relationships and personal growth that offers a deep dive into the complexities of familial bonds and self-discovery. The core of Ikkoku Nikki lies in the development of this unconventional family, Makio and Asa, who have to learn to rely on each other despite their initial awkwardness. The story unfolds with a delicate balance of introspection and gentle humor, offering a heartwarming yet bittersweet experience, drawing viewers to the teenager Asa, who suffers from loneliness, and the adult Makio, who enjoys solitude. At its heart, the narrative revolves around the evolving relationship between the two protagonists, each grappling with their own insecurities and desires while forging a deeper connection with one another. As the story progresses, the complexities of Makio and Asa's relationship is explored. From Makio, who is initially portrayed as a reclusive and introverted individual, undergoing a transformation as she grapples with the responsibilities of guardianship and the emotional complexities of forming a connection with her niece. On the other hand, who despite her parents' death, initially carries herself with maturity and resilience that belies her age, but is in the end a young teenager and soon comes to the reality of how her parents are no more. The execution of this sadness, this anger, and this frustration of having no one to talk to, the questions of whether her parents even loved her, whether she ever even loved her parents, all of these emotions are extremely well executed. It's more normal to have stories with guardians involving a single, kind man looking after a young girl, but this change feels different in a good way, portraying different angles for storytelling. One of the other strands of this series lies in its ability to infuse seemingly mundane moments with profound emotional significance, whether it's a shared meal, a quiet conversation, or a spontaneous outing. Through these everyday encounters, the series captures the essence of human connection, highlighting the power of empathy, understanding, and unconditional love to transcend barriers of age and circumstance. Furthermore, Ikkoku Nikki skillfully tackles themes of grief, loneliness, and self-acceptance with sensitivity and nuance, exploring the ways in which Makio and Asa confront their own inner demons and find solace in each other's company. Although I am not fond of the artwork, you cannot disagree on how it does suit the melancholy vibe of Ikkoku Nikki. Overall, Ikkoku Nikki is a series portraying Makio and Asa's individual journeys of grief with moments of raw vulnerability and quiet reflection. If you enjoy quiet slice-of-life stories with complex characters backed by emotional storytelling, then Ikkoku Nikki is here for you.